Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's a battle at the shore for the best musical legacy. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, as New Yorkers head to the Jersey Shore or perhaps the beaches of Long Island this summer, we'll ask which one offers the best soundtrack for the nation and the world. And a little bit later, Jersey-bred violinist Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg joins us to talk about interpreting Gershwin, Bartok, and Piazzolla in her new recording. But first, if you're relaxing on the Long Island beaches, your summer soundtrack might include Public Enemy. This is one of the most famous hip-hop groups of all time, and they hail from Roosevelt, Long Island. But if you're on the Jersey Shore...
The groove and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am one of my...
That is the home of the Sugar Hill Gang. This band from Englewood, New Jersey, made history with this song. It was Rap's first single to hit the top 40 charts back in 79. So today, we've decided to hold a musical fight on the sands of New Jersey and Long Island. Which one is home to the best musical talent? It's time for another edition of...
Soundcheck Smackdown!
And joining me here in the studio to fly the flag of Long Island is Glenn Gamboa, pop music critic for Newsday. And in the Garden State corner, and joining us by phone, is Sue Braun, who hosts a music and talk radio program every Friday evening on WFMU in Jersey City. To both of you, welcome, and no throwing sand allowed.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Sue.
Hi, John.
New Jersey or Long Island? Which is better?
Oh, come on. Is this really a contest? Am I really on the phone doing this? It's unbelievable.
You have somehow, agreed to do this, so go.
Absolutely. Look, New Jersey represent right here. I mean, there is no finer land than the Garden State.
Why?
I am telling you.
What is it about New Jersey?
What is it about New Jersey? It's a brotherhood. It's a sisterhood. It is... It's an amazing team with spawning amazing creative talent, from everything, the arts, the sciences, everything. And as far as soundtracks go, I mean, I can't even believe we're discussing Long Island. And you know what?
You're ready to take on New York City? Is that what you're telling me?
I am ready to take on Long Island, although I understand that Glenn is also able to include Brooklyn and Queens.
Well, now, that's something we're going to talk about in a little bit. But Glenn, New Jersey, I mean, you know, Sue can point to Frank Sinatra for the oldies, Bruce Springsteen for the classic rockers, Yola Tengo for the indie crowd. What can Long Island counter with?
Well, even without Brooklyn and Queens, which, you know, I didn't really use because there's a whole thing about that. But Long Island has a lot of diversity, and I'd argue it has a lot more diversity than Jersey's biggest stars have. So we've got hip-hop, we've got John Coltrane's jazz classics, we've got the hot dance single of the summer, we've got Joan Jett, we've pretty much got we've got a little bit of everything.
So you're going to claim John Coltrane?
I'm going to claim that John Coltrane wrote A Love Supreme in his Dix Hills house.
Okay. Before he died. I think he died on Long Island. That's his claim to Long Island. I think he had like 3 years there.
All right.
And that was it. Buried.
Well, no.
He had more than three years.
The
place where John Coltrane was buried. We got Babe Ruth buried here, too. I mean, I'll give you that.
All right, well, here's John Coltrane, claimed by Long Island, can equally be claimed by Philadelphia and perhaps even North Carolina as well, but Glenn Gamboa and the Long Island Music Hall of Fame are claiming him as their own.
Thank you.
is a classic recording wherever he was living when he wrote it. John Coltrane, A Love Supreme. He spent his final years in Dix Hills, Long Island. There are plans afoot to actually landmark the house where he lived at the end of his life. And so Long Island claiming Coltrane for their part in this Soundcheck Smackdown. Glenn Gamboa is here, the pop music critic for Newsday. Sue Braun, on her list, has a jazz comeback, and it's a pretty good one. Dizzy Gillespie, the father of Latin jazz, and this classic. Gillespie and the classic Manteca. Sue Braun, how big a contribution has New Jersey made to jazz?
Oh, it's we are a huge contributor to jazz. Just, folks like Count Basie, Wayne Shorter, Blue Note Records out of Englewood Cliffs, like hundreds of jazz recordings done there. I don't know that Long Island can claim quite the same. Glenn, what do you think? What do you got?
I think you've got me on jazz, and you've got me on the Springsteen and Sinatra, but you have a very strong 3, 4, 5, but we've got a whole team.
So the heart of her lineup is good, but you're saying that your lineup from top to bottom. Your number 9 hitter is still
strong.
Capable of all
yes.
right, all right,
and still the farm club is still turning them out.
All right, so I'm going to allow John Coltrane because he did live in Long Island at the end of his life, but then I'm going to take away Lou Reed, who was born in Long Island, but doesn't really. So you got to. I'll give you one or the other. You can't have
both. I'm okay with that. I think when people choose where they live, they don't really choose where they're born.
Well, but people, and this is one of the things, Sue, that has struck me about a lot of the New Jersey artists, mm-hmm. is they really do represent,
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not just Springsteen,
No, I mean, he was actually at the bottom of the list. I could do this with, taking out Springsteen and Bon Jovi. I could do this completely eliminating those guys. And still wipe Mr. Gamboa all over the sidewalk.
Wow.
I mean, I see there's a Long Island Music Hall of Fame because apparently one of the founders says, we want Long Island to feel good about itself. That is really cute. That is really, that's really sweet.
Wow, the gloves are off. She's calling your whole part of the country cute, Glenn.
Well,
what do you want from... Look, you got Billy Joel. Like, everybody knows Billy Joel is the big hitter from Long Island. But, again, born in the Bronx. Okay. Is there someone who was actually born in Long Island, lived in Long Island, and had that big a career?
Well, Chuck D is still on Long Island.
Yeah.
He's born, raised, lives pretty much down the street from where he grew up. So.
And where Public Enemy was first put together.
Sure.
And we're going to take a bunch of calls later, but Jed from Brooklyn is on the line with us now and is sort of going right to the heart of the matter. Jed, our two combatants are talking about their cleanup hitters, Springsteen and Billy Joel. What do you think?
Well, that was my comment that I just want to briefly say everyone cheats with these kind of things. I think you got to throw out Coltrane and Gillespie, and then you start splitting hairs. It's just insane to me. But if you're going to match the two biggest stars against each other, Springsteen and Billy Joel, Jersey wins. End of story.
Why?
I just think he's better. I don't think it's a matter of opinion.
Well, we're talking about the favorite sons and Bruce Springsteen from Jersey. man has become an icon of New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen, but Long Island has a favorite son as well.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
All right, so there are the two favorite sons, Bruce Springsteen from New Jersey, Billy Joel from Long Island, and Glenn Gamboa from Newsday, Sue Braun, our radio host from WFMU, calling Long Island cute. And here in this song, Billy Joel is sort of calling out New Jersey. Yes. Who needs a house in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money?
Right.
Can I tell you something, though? You know, at least Bruce Springsteen can drive a car.
Oh, come on.
Glenn,
that was your turn.
That's
was low.
Harsh. Billy drives these French cars that don't really, you know, steer well, and he's got a whole issue with that. But, you know, I think that the Long Island Music Hall of Fame's idea of promoting Long Island is a good thing. We recognize that there's an inferiority thing in the shadow of being in New York. Is New Jersey just not self-aware enough to recognize that they're in the shadow of something bigger?
Ooh,
that they need to promote and counter-program against something so large?
Sue, is the Jersey inferiority complex so deeply ingrained that you don't even acknowledge it the way the healthy people of Long Island do? If I can restate Glenn's riposte?
You know, we've got our share of guilt, that's for sure, but not enough. We don't have enough of an inferiority complex, certainly, to cower, you know, in the shadow of the Isle of Manhattan. There's no way. We've just got too many artists. I mean, too many. You know, I'm not sure where you're going next with this, but I mean, there's some artists we haven't even addressed. Artists that have sold more than Billy Joel, who's sold about 100 million albums, more than Bruce Springsteen, who beats him at $120 million.
So, like,
20 million albums. We've got the superstar diva songstress, Whitney Houston.
Is she from New Jersey?
Okay. What, are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
Well, where does she live now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How long ago was that?
She lives in New Jersey. She lives in Alpine, which isn't even on a map anywhere.
All right. Well, if we're going to go simply by number of records sold,
Oh, okay. You're absolutely right. Nobody's heard of Whitney Houston. She hasn't made any kind of a contribution to popular music. I'm sorry. I'll pull that one back, too.
Too late. Here she is. Representing New Jersey in our Soundcheck Smackdown this week. Glenn, does Long Island have a diva of its own with lots of record sales in tow?
Well, we do have Mariah Carey, who was born and raised in Green Lawn, and I didn't even put her on my list because she hasn't lived on Long Island in such a long time. It's just like, well, all right. I mean,
well,
there were plenty of people who just lived there.
You got to claim her, Glenn. It's all you have. It's all you have, Glenn.
I have plenty without her. We don't really even need her. She's great. She's had more number one hits than anyone other than the Beatles, you know, which is not
more than Whitney Houston?
More than Whitney Houston. By, I'm going to guess, a good
Whitney,
tap.
Whitney took a little powder there for a while. She'll be back.
Come back.
Carrie or Whitney Houston, both Long Island and New Jersey, claiming a big-selling diva as their own. And we're on this Soundcheck Smackdown debating the musical merits of the Jersey Shore and Long Island, two of the places that New Yorkers go to escape the heat and humidity that we're experiencing today. Sue Braun's with us on the line, radio host at WFMU in Jersey City, and Glenn Gamboa, pop music critic for Newsday on Long Island, here with me in our studio.
Check out today's Soundcheck blog.
I went online to the Long Island Music Hall of Fame and looked at the inductees. How does New Jersey match this list? George Gershwin, Aaron Copland, Tony Bennett, Simon and Garfunkel, Run DMC. The answer is, they don't. Long Island wins this musical horse race by a mile and is promptly disqualified for cheating.
For the rest of the story, visit the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.
And while you're there, leave a comment. Who's got the better music, New Jersey or Long Island? You can also call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Glenn, that Long Island Music Hall of Fame, that's a pretty righteous list, but they're all from Brooklyn and Queens.
Yes, and that's where the definition gets in the way, because if you're looking at the reality, it's Brooklyn and Queens are on the same island as Long Island. It's the whole thing.
Yes,
is Long
physically
Island.
It is Long, but
yes, governmentally,
right?
Who knew that governments could mess things up? But that's the division becomes Nassau and Suffolk is Long Island, and
right?
Brooklyn
so
and Queens.
You are representing Nassau and Suffolk, suburban Long Island,
yes,
as opposed to the two urban counties that are physically on the island.
Right.
Okay, I think that's fair. I think the Long Island Music Hall of Fame, as impressive as that list is, you know, that's...
Yeah, you'd have to give those a lot of those people to the city.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Hey, you got the good rats. You know, that's
cool.
I love the good rats. They're good rats. I mean, they genuinely were what they claimed to be, the best unknown band in the world for
exactly
a spell back in the 70s.
Still unknown. Still
unknown. All right, let's check in the control room with Joel Meyer, our Soundcheck producer, who's been monitoring the comments as they've begun to pour in. Joel?
John, if there's a trend going on the Soundcheck page right now, it is a backhanded compliment to both New Jersey and to Long Island. Connie from New Jersey weighs in and says, Billy Joel's a strike against Long Island, but then Whitney Houston is a strike against New Jersey. Frank in Brooklyn says, Long Island has better hip-hop for sure, but everything else in Jersey is better, relatively speaking, of course. I mean, it is New Jersey, for Pete's sake. And finally, Maggie from New Jersey is willing to play partisan here. She says, New Jersey has it sewn up on guitarists. She mentions Tony Mottola, Bucky Pizzarelli, and most of all, the man to whom we owe the solid body electric guitar and rock and roll as we know it, the late Les Paul.
Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are soft.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, the late Les Paul, from New Jersey. Up next, more of our debate, Long Island versus New Jersey, who has the better music. We'll take your calls in a moment, and then later. Raised in New Jersey, Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg was once known as the bad girl of the violin. We'll hear about her latest title, Maestro, and we'll hear her latest record next on Soundcheck.
Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you.
You're on your own. You're on your own. Once upon a time, the other night, you couldn't do nothing right.
I'm on my own. You said to yourself,
this song needs a video from you. Join Soundcheck and the Brooklyn-based group The Fiery Furnaces for our first music video contest. Here's a tip to get you going.
I'm Moby, and the first music video from my album Wait For Me was directed by David Lynch, and it's called Shot in the Back of the Head. Back when MTV actually played music videos, production value was quite important because people were watching it on big TVs, and now everything's on YouTube. And so you're watching a music video this big, or you're watching it on your iPhone. So the production value, production doesn't really mean anything anymore. What's important is the idea. I mean, you think of something like that OK Go video, you know, where they're on the treadmills. no production value, just a static camera and a bunch of treadmills. But the idea was so clever, it was a great music video.
Check out details for the music video contest on our website at WNYC.org. Deadline is August 31st.
I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
Those famous old blue eyes came out of Hoboken, New Jersey, so Long Island. How do you top that? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we're taking you to the shores of Long Island and the Garden State in a fight for the best musical legacy. Our guests are Glenn Gamboa from Newsday and Sue Braun from WFMU in Jersey City. And we want to know in which musical sea you swim, our Soundcheck listeners. You can call us at 212-433-WNYC. 433-9692, or leave a comment on the website at WNYC.org. Glenn, you know, it's been very sporting of Sue not to bring up Frank Sinatra so far, but, you know, the guy came out of New Jersey and always had a kind of whiff of Jersey about him.
That's
for,
true.
For better or worse.
Nothing I can say on that. But, you know.
Now, the Long Island Music Hall of Fame would counter with Tony Bennett, but again,
yes, they would.
That's Queens.
Again, and so I will let that go. But, okay. You know, Tony Bennett is still – Tony Bennett walks down the street in Astoria and everything stops.
All right.
Still.
Before we get to phones, you mentioned, you know, the baseball analogy, the lineups, and you're both, you know, tossing out your major leaguers here. You mentioned the farm team. What's cooking in Long Island? I mean, who are the youngsters coming up?
Well, there's the pack of post-emo bands that came out a couple of years ago, Taking Back Sunday, Brand New, Stray Light Run. They've moved on to kind of, they're headlining arenas now, so they've grown up. There's a new bunch of neo-folk kids that are coming up around in Patchogue that are starting to make their name. And
But what about, like, you know, what are the kids listening to, the pop stuff?
The pop stuff, we have Ryan Starr, who is now on Atlantic, who was on that Mark Burnett rock star reality show. And then there's and the hot disco, the hot song in the clubs this year is Kim Sazi, who's from Melville. Her single Feel Your Love is on every station everywhere,
and including this one.
All that time alone made me go insane. Wasn't hard to see I had lost control. Then you came my way, still I don't know how. And you bought me with your smile. I can read your eyes when you look at me. How many times do you want to feel your love tonight? Gonna leave the past behind.
Up and comer Kim Sazi. Feel Your Love is the name of this, and as Glenn Gamboa was telling us, it's in all the clubs, getting lots of radio play as well. Sue, New Jersey, what is your musical comeback when it comes to, like, pop music that the kids are listening to?
Ted Leo, man. Ted Leo and the Farm.
The kids? No. Ted,
Oh, no. Kids. And, well, you know, okay. Here's some of the Ted Leo is on top, definitely, with Yola Tango and like Fountains of Wayne. But we've also got Dillinger Escape Plan and Rorschach, Apes and Androids.
What about the Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers are monster. They're monster. And
and they too.
You have a clip?
We have a clip, Sue. This is how we roll these days in public radio. The Jonas Brothers.
Hopeless, head over heels in the moment. I never thought that I'd get hit by this love bug again. Your smile out of my mind. Can't get you out of my mind. I think about your eyes all the time. Beautiful, but you don't even.
The Jonas Brothers from Jersey and Love Bug.
Made you play a clip from the Jonas Brothers, John.
Oh, the things that Soundcheck Smackdowns will lead us to. Let's see what some of our Soundcheck listeners have to say. And actually, joining us on the line is Derek Bermel, leading composer of his generation and a guy who knows his music. And Derek, you know, we've been smacking around these two areas. What do you think?
You know, I just, John, I've got to weigh in. I'd love to weigh in on the classical thing, but I've got to first weigh in on the pop side, just the Springsteen Billy Joel battle.
Right.
So, taking it long term, Billy Joel all the way. There's no question that he's a much, much better songwriter. Bruce Springsteen is a great performer. I mean, but let's take some songs. Honesty, Just the Way You Are, She's Always a Woman. You know, Miami 2017, Allentown, Piano Man, Cold Spring Harbor, Only the Good Die Young, Uptown Girl. I mean, Bruce Springsteen can't touch it as a songwriter. I mean, he's a great icon. He's, you know, he's Bruce, but he'll never be. In 50 years, people will be singing Billy Joel songs. They will not be singing Bruce Springsteen songs.
Wow.
I mean, he's got Jersey Girl, but that's a Tom Waits song, you know? So on and on. I mean, Billy Joel, yeah, he crashes his car. Whatever you want to say about Billy Joel, but he was a great, great songwriter.
Was?
No question.
Was?
Well, I mean, I don't know what he's been doing. Now he's writing classical music, actually. I mean, he's an extraordinary, extraordinary musician. And I think, you know, a lot of his problems have just been because of, you know, the tabloids and that kind of thing. But he's extraordinary, you know, and I think he's a great American songwriter. You know, you can't, I mean, yeah, the Beatles are great, too, but, you know, Bruce Springsteen, I mean, Billy Joel, he's tops, you know, he's up there.
Well, that is definitely running counter to a number of the comments that I've been seeing on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. But let me double-check that with Joel Meyer in the control room. Joel?
Well, Evan from New York, John, points to New Jersey's nightlife. I thought this was an interesting comment. He said, you have to give it to New Jersey, even on clubs, the Stone Pony and Maxwell's. And Long Island has what? Also, it's a family affair on the website as well. Someone named Jerry Schaefer, John?
Jerry from Queens.
He just wants to throw the whole thing out. He says, honestly, let's just stay with England. That's where the good stuff comes from. But if we need to stay in the States, then Detroit. Bob from Huntington offers up these four words, Harry Chapin, so a Long Island partisan. But Chris from New Jersey has just one word, Danzig. And finally, Andrew B. from New York City writes in to say, Nassau County has the great rock band Blue Oyster Cult, more cowbell.
Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun or the rain.
That is a classic bit of Long Island rock from Blue Oyster Cult. And Sue Braun, you mentioned a sort of a budding classic earlier. When I asked about the kids, you went to Ted Leo, who I guess is for slightly older kids. But, you know, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, Yola Tango, I mean, they've been sort of leading the charge in the indie wave. Think of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, you know, New York. A lot of that happening in Jersey, too?
That's really tough to compare. But, of course, I mean, it's obvious that the folks that are moving to Brooklyn make up a whole different bunches of people from all over the United States. But I will say, you know, like one of the leading
folks in the Brooklyn scene, Karen O is actually a New Jerseyan, born in South Korea, but grew up here.
And, well, we're going to give Ted Leo the last word. We've been smacking down both the Jersey Shore and Long Island in our Soundcheck Smackdown this week. Glenn Gamboa, pop music writer for Newsday, Sue Braun, radio host at WFMU in Jersey City. Thanks to both of you for being with us on this summer day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And still to come, violinist Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg was raised in Jersey but has since played around the globe. She'll talk about leading her own orchestra in the Bay Area. Tomorrow on the show, a look at Leonard Bernstein's political activism and how it attracted the scrutiny of the FBI and Richard Nixon. Tomorrow on Soundcheck.
Soul from the source is tall.